This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, today we'll spend our time visiting with Gene Payne of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association. February's mild weather allowed a large amount of anhydrous ammonia to be applied to the fields, and according to Gene, that's a safety bonus as we head into planting season. More time means less rushing, and she also touched on the importance of fertilizer rates and a tool that farmers can use to be environmentally friendly and save money.
This year was kind of unique in that we had such a warm spell in February that a lot of our anhydrous ammonia that would normally have been applied probably in March, we had the opportunity to apply in February because the soils were not frozen and the conditions were very favorable. And the good news with that is that having it go out so early, the majority of farmers and retailers who really encourage this use N-SERV, so they stabilize that very early applied ammonia. And now they're in very good shape for planting because that has all had a chance to kind of mellow out in the soil. Your listeners might need to know that when we put anhydrous ammonia on in the spring, typically I have to wait 7 to 10 days before planting to allow time for the that product can be harmful to the seed bed at the beginning because ammonia is kind of a corrosive material until the soil mellows it out a little bit. So the fact that we got that done in February enables these farmers to get planted down there, and that's an important thing.
Yes, as you mentioned, it was a really odd year because of the warm weather that we saw in February, and talking to farmers around this area and our local businesses that deal with fertilizer, they said, yeah, February was a busy month, and we don't usually get to say that.
Yeah, and it helps with safety because the fact that we can spread out the spring fertilizer season a little bit leads to less working 18 to 20-hour days trying to just keep up with the demands of the farmers when it gets very compressed. So the fact that we got probably in your area, you know, 70% of the spring ammonia needs down kind of early really helps us not have to be in a rush now as the planting season comes up and the farmers who are going to put on UAN with their planter, you know, we have the ability to service that without being too hectic. It'll always be hectic, but it could be a lot worse if we were trying to put on ammonia and UAN at the same time.
Any other safety things you want to mention other than obviously it saved us some time so we're not crunched, so to speak, for planting and fertilizer application? Any other things just to maybe remind farmers, say, hey, I don't usually think about this, but maybe a good thing to keep in mind?
Yeah, well, you know, we've done a lot of upgrading of our ammonia nurse wagons out there, Katie, and you see a lot of them now side by side, two white tanks mounted side by side on one running gear. We did that to be much more efficient, and Illinois DOT was very supportive of that. But these running gears, you know, are heavily constructed. They have bigger tires on them, but that does not mean you should pull them faster. The tire rating may say that they're good to 50 mile an hour, but we highly encourage that those nurse tanks do not exceed 25 miles an hour. It's an extremely hazardous product. One overturned nurse tank can lead to months and months of record keeping and reporting if you have an accident, not to mention injuries. And so it just pays to go slow. Even though the nurse tanks, you might think, wow, this is a great trailer, I can pull it faster than 25. 25 mile an hour is the standard for transporting anhydrous ammonia. So just take your time and get there safe. Maybe it's an extra 10 or 15 minutes, but I'm telling you, if you ever turn one of these over, you'll wish you'll had that extra 10 or 15 minutes back.
And I think some advice we could give also to other drivers on the road that are maybe following someone pulling one of these tanks, that it's frustrating, but you don't want to get too close and tailgate
right.
them because, as you said, it is dangerous.
Yes, it is. And we transport about 750,000 tons of anhydrous ammonia every year in Illinois. We have actually very few accidents, but again, it only takes one or two, and especially if there's a release of product, then it just makes it's a black mark on the whole industry, and it always usually results in additional regulations. So if we can all be safe, get through the spring season without any accidents, that's what we always strive for.
Yes, so definitely a good reminder. Always good to refresh ourselves with that. We wanted to continue talking about fertilizer and specifically about rates. I know a lot of businesses are using the 4R approach now, which is great. We're really paying attention to what we're putting on and where we're putting it and how it's being used.
Yes. Katie, I've got exciting news for you, and I know you're a little bit south of this area, but we've been doing a lot of work with our ag retailers and their farmer customers on nitrogen rate trials, really trying to tease out what is the right nitrogen rate for your field? Because it can be a pretty general recommendation, and it hasn't really been, we've always studied it, but we've never studied it as intensively now that we have the funding from NREF, which is our fertilizer checkoff, to really look at this closely. And we went into the Lake Springfield watershed, which is, gets challenged with high nitrates. And of course, it's the state capital, so you definitely don't want the drinking water supply for the state capital to go over the nitrate standard. So we did a lot of work in that watershed with the farmers, and after 3 years of doing these nitrogen rate trials and feeding that information to the University of Illinois, we have actually lowered the nitrogen rate recommendation for corn following soybeans by a little bit. So farmers can feel confident when they go to the nitrogen rate calculator, and that's all you have to do is type in nitrogen rate calculator into your browser, and it'll come up, and you click on Illinois. Over 65 sites just got fed into that system to update all these nitrogen recommendations, not just for Lake Springfield, but for every place. And you can see how, you know, we used to put on an over a pound of nitrogen to produce a bushel of corn. We are well under a pound now. So our efficiency continues to improve, and I think the biggest learning moment is farmers just need to trust and feel comfortable that their fertilizer advisor or their retailer or CCA, if they're telling you, you know, 180 pounds of nitrogen is all you need to grow a 220 bushel corn crop, they're serious, because that is how efficient we have got with nutrient utilization. And we're really just trying to train people to away from the mindset of a little bit more nitrogen is better, because it's not, and we definitely see how it can be lost to the environment if the plant doesn't need it. And that's what happens to it. And so the more we can use the right rate and focus on all this recent research in Illinois and really look at that and try it on your farm if you've never actually tried the nitrogen rate calculator. It is the best recommendation we have for nitrogen that you don't use too much and you also don't use too little. It's right in that sweet spot of guaranteeing high yields without too much to be lost to the environment.
Well, it sounds pretty simple, I guess, for someone listening that has never used it. As you said, it's located online. Any tips or like pieces of information that they're going to need going into this?
Usually it'll ask you, what do you plan to market your corn for? So you should have an idea of what you plan to sell your corn for realistically, and it'll ask you for the price of the type of nitrogen you are purchasing. So it's not just an environmental recommendation, it's an economic recommendation. We also want farmers to spend more on nitrogen than they need to. So it looks at the price of those two particular things, the cost of your nitrogen and the cost of what you're going to sell your corn for, to really figure out what that optimum rate is, so that you don't end up spending more on nitrogen than you needed to based on what you're going to make on marketing your corn. So it's a nice cross-section of environmental and economic considerations taken into what we call the MRTN, the maximum return to nitrogen. And I'll remind everybody that the reason we're so diligent about this is because over in Ohio, the farmers over there are required by law to use the MRTN in the Western Lake Erie Basin. They don't have a choice. So we like to promote the voluntary use of the MRTN and build that comfort level with Illinois farmers, because you always have to be thinking, Katie, you know, the worst case scenario in many people's minds would be that the nitrogen rate becomes regulated. Well, if it does in Illinois, if that would ever happen for whatever reason, we want to make sure our MRTN is very good for farmers. I think because of the money that comes in now to the Nutrient Research and Education Council, we can feel very good about it. And I just want to thank all the farmers out there that are participating in these nitrogen rate trials and making this possible.
Well, all great things that you said there, and I couldn't agree more with the, if we voluntarily are trying this out now, that's going to help later when, you know, we are faced with the possibility of regulations, and that's something very important. And as you said, it's not only good for the environment, but it's saving you money for your,
yes,
your farming operation.
Yes. And when you think about the fertilizer industry promoting this, I mean, we are not out promoting more nitrogen. We sell nitrogen. It's a product that our members produce, but our number one mission statement is the stewardship of these agricultural inputs. So it isn't about always using more. It's about using it the best way that we know how. Because bottom line, if we're all profitable and we protect the environment, then that is going to put everybody in the industry in a better situation, because if we get regulated or litigated against, a lot of money and a lot of resources will go in that direction when we really should be promoting more overall profitability for our farmers.
Well, the two things that we talked about today, safety and also fertilizer rates, you do, or the Illinois Chemical and Fertilizer Association does offer training courses throughout the year for farmers, and I think probably information is available on your website about those.
Yeah, we just are getting in the process of scheduling our fall anhydrous ammonia classes, so just check our website out periodically, ifca.com. We have a section for training. We also have a section called Keep It For Our Crop, where you can see the results of all the nitrogen rate trials that we do throughout the state. And you can actually click on it and see what was going on in the county near you. And then also watch, probably later this spring, we'll have the dates out for our fall ammonia training.
And once again, we've been visiting with Gene Payne, president of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.